Good morning. This is Vern Fine doing the welcome to all you wonderful people out there who are blessed by these services from all over the country and even the world. Very thankful to be able to do this, to welcome you. You know, I just got back from Texas and California, missed the winter. Very happy. And when I walked in the door last Sunday, the greetings I got were overwhelming. It was really home and it was just a great thing. So I know that even if you're far away, you can feel like this is home. Now this morning, I'm going to read from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 10. It's a little bit long, but follow along with me if you will. The Lord's power overcame me, and while I was in the Lord's spirit, he led me out and set me down in the middle of a certain valley. It was full of bones. He led me through them all around, and I saw that there were a great many of them on the valley floor, and they were very dry. He asked me, "Human one, can these bones live again?" I said, "Lord God, only you know." He said to me, "Prophesy over these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the words, Lord. The Lord God proclaims to these bones, I am about to put breath in you and you will live again. I will put sinews on you, place flesh on you and cover you with skin. When I put breath in you and you come to life, you will know that I am the Lord.' I prophesied just as I was commanded. There was a great noise as I was prophesying, then a great quaking, and the bones came together, bone by bone. When I looked, suddenly there were sinews on them. The flesh appeared, and then they were covered over with skin, but there was still no breath in them. He said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, human one. Say to the breath, the Lord proclaims, come from the four winds, breath. Breathe into these dead bodies and let them live.' I prophesied just as he commanded me. When the breath entered them, they came to life and stood on their feet, an extraordinarily large company." This morning, Renee is going to teach about that incredible phenomena. I believe the eschatology of our faith is the best of them all. It's the most hopeful, as it will promise, as Ron said, to restore us to our best selves forever. Thank you for listening. I hope you're blessed by the service. Amen.